Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle.
We thank God on today, amen. We want to welcome everybody online, everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, praise God, everybody that is on the way, hallelujah. This is the Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, praise God, featuring Apostle Elder Ned Curry of the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hosted by yours truly, Elder Andre Pivo, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. We are in the building today. Amen, and we got that word for you on today. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace, and we're going to get this Holy Ghost party kicked off. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on today, Lord. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit move, hallelujah, in a mighty way on today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for everything that you're about to say to us, everything, hallelujah, you're about to reveal to us, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for making our crooked path straight on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for moving obstacles out of our way. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you just being you, and that's God, all by yourself. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. Lord, we thank you, we magnify you, and we lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for everybody out there that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah. Ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in today, tuned in today. Amen. Praise God. Before we get started, amen, we want to, hallelujah, always open up with some scripture. Amen. And we want to go to Psalms 100 today. Amen. As we've done so many times in the past. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you that don't know, this psalm was written by King David, the same one that wrote the 23rd number of Psalms. Amen. The same one that slayed the giant Goliath. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a man that God said was after his own heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And this psalm is what I like to call, amen, a psalm that teaches us the attitude that we should have, praise God, at all times, praise God, towards our Lord and Savior. Amen. And that's an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Amen. An attitude that we are grateful, amen, for each and everything that God has done, everything that he was going to do, things that we didn't like, things that we did like, things that felt good, things that didn't feel good. Praise God. We thank God for it because another scripture says that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to read the 100 number of Psalms on today. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Pardon me. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and now we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing, hallelujah, of his holy word on today. Real quick, hallelujah, I want you to look at verse number 1. It says, make a joyful noise, hallelujah, unto the Lord. Praise God. So the writer, amen, King David starts out telling us what kind of noise we should be making, hallelujah, towards God. Because the truth be known, amen, we are making some kind of noise, hallelujah, towards God, amen. But what kind of noise, hallelujah, are we making? Praise God, hallelujah. And he's saying we need to make a joyful noise. Some of us are making sorrowful noises, hallelujah, amen, depressed. Hallelujah, noises, hallelujah, guilty noises, condemnation noises, hallelujah, amen. We're saying a lot of stuff to God, hallelujah, but we're not saying nothing joyful to him, hallelujah, amen. We're not, amen, praise God, hallelujah, amen. We are not, praise God, hallelujah, amen, making a joyful noise unto the Lord, amen. We too busy like the children of Israel. If you recall, the children of Israel were roaming around, hallelujah, in the desert, hallelujah, in the wilderness, mumbling and grumbling, complaining, hallelujah, towards God. Praise God, hallelujah. We do the same. Amen. They will say, did he bring us out here, hallelujah, for us to die? Glory to God, hallelujah. And we get the point of our lives where God is taking us somewhere, hallelujah, amen. And we get to one of those pivotal points in the journey, amen. And we begin to question, God, did you bring me out here to die? Did you bring me this far just to leave me out here? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And we begin to mumble, we begin to grumble, and we begin not to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah, unto the Lord. Amen, praise God. But see, David knew something, hallelujah, that apparently a lot of us don't know. Hallelujah, that there is power in the praise. Hallelujah, amen. There is power, hallelujah, in the gratefulness. There is power in the thankfulness, hallelujah. He kept, amen, lifting up the name of God. Praise God. He kept magnifying him. Amen. He kept lifting him up despite what the situation was. Praise God. Hallelujah. Despite, hallelujah, what he was going through. Hallelujah. Amen. He lifted up, amen, the name of the Lord. He magnified his name. He praised him. Hallelujah. In every situation David got into, whether his enemies were attacking him, hallelujah, or he brought something on himself, hallelujah, amen, God was there with him. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. Whether somebody was doing it to him or he was doing it to himself, God was still there for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he recognized that and appreciated God, because you didn't have to do it because I did it to myself. But yet, glory to God, you were there for me anyway. Yet, you never left my side. Yet, you never left me, nor did you forsake me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And David was appreciative. In one scripture, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was glad. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So he starts off telling us to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. And then he says, who? All ye lads. Praise God. All ye lads. And he didn't specify a denomination. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He didn't specify a race. Hallelujah. He didn't specify a classification of people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't say amen. Praise God. Whether or not you went to church or whether or not you didn't go to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. David said amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Everybody. Nobody is excluded. Hallelujah. From lifting up the name. Hallelujah. Of the Lord. Nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is important to know, because some people might say, hallelujah, my family wasn't raised like that. Amen. Well, you don't know where I come from. I come from the wrong, hallelujah, side of the track. God don't want to hear my praise. Glory to God. I feel funny just praising God. Hallelujah. After everything I done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But the Lord, amen, wants somebody to know. Hallelujah. He might have sent me here today just to let you know you are not excluded. Praise God, from lifting up his name. You are not excluded from receiving his salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what makes you qualify. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of people want to get saved and they want to hide their past. Amen. Because they feel the shame of what they've done. Praise God. And yes, you are supposed to look forward and not dwell on the past. Praise God. Hallelujah. But don't lie and act like you ain't never done nothing wrong. Don't act like, hallelujah, amen, you've always floated on clouds and spoke in tongues. Hallelujah. That you've always turned the other cheek. Hallelujah. Because those things that you try to hide, hallelujah, those things that you lie about, hallelujah, those things that you try to cover up, hallelujah, those things that you got a conspiracy going on in your own life, praise God, are the very things that qualified you for the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says we have all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. That's how it comes. You qualify for the salvation. If you haven't fell short, you don't qualify. And the problem is, there's a lot of people out there that think, hallelujah, amen, God, they haven't fell short. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because that message ain't for me. Praise God. I'm like the dude in the Bible. I done kept all of his commandments since a child. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that's why Jesus said, I didn't come, hallelujah, for the healthy. Praise God. Amen. I came for the sick, much like a doctor does. Praise God. I didn't come for the righteous. I came for the sinner. Hallelujah. To answer a call, praise God, of repentance. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. All ye lands, praise God. God is saying the door is open to everybody. Hallelujah. Because we got this thing going now. If you got to be a Hebrew, you got to be Jewish, amen. Hallelujah, amen. A black, an Israelite, hallelujah, amen. Well, they say white people ain't chosen, praise God, that the black people are. Hallelujah. Praise God. But David didn't say all that. He said, I'll be led. Praise God. Paul said, there ain't no slave. Hallelujah. Whether you're slave, free man, male, female, black, white, purple, gray. Hallelujah. It don't matter. Glory to God. The door is open. Hallelujah. The door is open to everybody. Hallelujah. Salvation is free to everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's there for everybody to receive. Hallelujah. You just have to be ready, hallelujah, to receive it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You just have to believe that you are eligible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your sin doesn't make you ineligible. That's why Paul said, where sin abounds, praise God, grace much more abounds. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because your sin, your past, praise God, the things that you are running from are the things that made you eligible, hallelujah, for the salvation of the Lord, for the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross, hallelujah. You can now receive it like anybody else. I want you to know something. The people you see in the church that look all buttoned up, praise God, and perfect, hallelujah, like they always been that way, praise God, we're in your position one day, praise God. Hallelujah. And somebody had to let them know that the door was open. Hallelujah. Praise God. And once they found out the door was open, they came in. Hallelujah. They began to say, sometimes you need to talk to people and ask them some questions. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then you might see, amen, that just like they qualified, you qualified. Praise God. That there's a place in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, with your name on it, praise God. That's why the Bible says many are called. Hallelujah, many are called, but few are chosen, praise God. And the reason few are chosen, praise God, is because few answer the call. Hallelujah, amen. But we're here to tell you today, amen, that the door is open. Praise God, hallelujah. All you have to do is walk through it. Hallelujah on today. Mm. Amen. The door is open. All you lands, no matter what side of the track, no matter what denomination, no matter what race, the door is open. All you got to do is walk through it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God on today. Amen. For everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in out there. Hallelujah. On Blog Talk Radio. Amen. If you're just not tuning in, you are tuned into, hallelujah, the Out of the Mouth of God ministry. Amen. Featuring Apostle Evelyn Curry, amen, of the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. And I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. A.K.A. the Black Pastor Preachers. And we are in the building and getting ready to bring you a word. Hallelujah. On today. Amen. Praise God. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead, hallelujah, and bring you the word on today. Amen. Apostle Curry is getting ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Correct the mic, as we say. Amen. And bring forth a dynamic word from God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me just give you a taste of what you are about. Hallelujah.
The burden can't stay on me if I worship God. Hallelujah. The yoke can't be around my neck. It got to go. He mad over son that I'm a thundo. For all the saints of God are glad. God is there rejoicing. How about my son? Why? Because it is broken. Somebody give God a prayer.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor right quick and say, neighbor, give the devil his burden back. Don't be carried back. It don't belong to you. Hallelujah. Tell him that. Say, neighbor, give the devil back his burden. You ain't got no book to carry nothing. There's something has to break. It can no longer remain the same. His burden will be lifted from off your shoulders. Come on, listen. The first place you don't feel the anointing is in your shoulders. Hallelujah. Your shoulders is going to feel lighter. Your shoulders are going
to... You're
going
to be able to move like you need to. Understand it. So ready. So somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Praise you. Praise you. Praise you.
gonna hurt so-and-so feeling. You better do what the Lord said, disconnect. Hit that button. Why? Because if we don't, glory to God, then that's a door for the enemy to use to entangle us again with that what? Yoke of bondage. Come on here, somebody. To try to put that burden back on our shoulders. Oh, devil. Use a lie. Take the mess on, glory to God. Hallelujah!
Amen, amen. Without further ado, amen, I'm going to introduce the song, and I'm going to present to others the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship out of Compton, California, Long Beach, California. Praise God over there on the West Coast. Praise God, hallelujah. None other, hallelujah, than our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on today. Can't hear you, Apostle. Amen, amen. We have some technical difficulties. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Can you hear me now, man of God? Amen. Can everybody hear me now?
There you go, Apostle.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God, everybody. Amen. Come on, put those saved hands together and give God praise. Amen. For this day He has made, and we shall rejoice to be glad in it. Amen. I'm just so happy and blessed, amen, to be with my brother and to everyone this morning. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. And we, amen, praise Him for His goodness towards us this morning. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank the Lord for my brother and my elder. Amen. Elder Primo. Amen. My awesome brother in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're blessing the Lord this morning. Amen. I want to tell everybody under the sound of my voice, amen, if you're in a fight this morning, if you feel like that you can't make it through, I want to send you a word of encouragement from the Lord this morning. We're not going to be long, but we're going to be strong this morning. Amen. And just thank the Lord for who He is this morning. Amen. We can find the word of the Lord in Ephesians. Chapter 6. I just want to give you a little word of encouragement this morning. Beginning with verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For your struggle, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, comma, but against the rulers, comma, against the authorities, comma, against the powers of the dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. How many know that? That's a lot of warfare.
Amen.
That's a lot of warfare on a continually basis. That's a lot of warfare to wake up to. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Glory to God. You got to say, save glory to God, and you got all of hell coming out in verse 12, amen, against you. And then it says, therefore, 14, I put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. I believe the old King James said, be able to withstand. So not only do I got to be able to stand, child of God, but I got to be able to withstand some stuff. Come on here, somebody. And then it says, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Hallelujah. So I got to be able to stand because the devil fight me. Then I got to be able to withstand people fight me. And then I got to be able to stand again. Come on here, somebody. Until he come. Come on here, somebody. How many know that, there's a lot of standing?
Mm-hmm.
And that we can only stand in his power. That's why we go back up to verse 10. It says, finally be strong in the Lord. Not in anything other than the Lord. And how many know that the only way we can be strong in him is that we stand in his power, which is the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be listening to nobody telling you that you don't need the Holy Ghost. No, we need him. No, that's a need. That's a necessity. Come on here, somebody. Especially if I'm trying to stand. So it says, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Amen. And then he says, put on the full armor of God. How many of you know that the only way we're going to be able to stand in this hour is that we got to be fully dressed? Come on here, somebody. We can't stand if we ain't dressed. People trying to stand, but they ain't even dressed to stand. Amen. How many know that you got to be dressed just to stand? Come on here, somebody. Because if you're not dressed, you're not going to be able to stand against the schemes. Amen. Against the mind games of the enemy. Against the physical attacks of the enemy. No. Why? Because the enemy going to hit you where you're not dressed at. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He watching to see who dressed. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We tell our, I'm going out to fight the devil, but you ain't even dressed. That's why he told him, he told him to wait until you be endured with power from on high. They couldn't just go out there. They had to wait. What were they waiting for? They were waiting to be dressed because the devil will beat you up and down if you ain't dressed. Oh, speak, Holy Ghost. Amen. God is saying we got to be dressed in this hour. And your stand is what God is looking at. And your stand is what the devil is looking at. But how many know that if you dress, then God is saying ain't nothing he can do with you if you dress. Come on here, somebody. Because I'm going to dress you with my word. Come on here, somebody. So, amen. Somebody need to give God a praise right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody right now need to praise God for their stand. If you're standing for God right now, you need to say, Lord, help me to stand. Lord, I'm standing, but I need some more help, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm standing, but I need you to hold my hand while I stand. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God.
Hallelujah.
I'm standing with everything I got, Lord, but I need a little more help, Lord. Hallelujah. Because this stand, see, people think standing for the Lord is easy. No, it's not easy. You're going to run across opposition. You're going to run across hell itself. But the Bible says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. God is standing with you, beloved. Amen. Don't you be discouraged right now because you're unable to go. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. God is saying, get stirred in your stand. And know that if he be for us, then who can be against us? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's look at this warfare that we're up against. See, God is telling us to stand because he know our struggle. Come on here. Lord, have mercy. I feel you this morning. You know our struggle, Lord. Hallelujah. In verse 12, it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. That's why you got to be careful that you don't allow the enemy, amen, to mess with your mind concerning spiritual warfare. Amen, because he'll send folk just to aggravate you. He'll send folk to to get on your nerves. He has sent folk to make you want to go left. Amen. And you praying for God to keep you on the right path. Hallelujah. Yeah. Keep wicked like that. He'll send folk, amen, to try to mess your spirit up for the day again. That's why you got to understand that your struggle, our struggle, is not against flesh and blood. In other words, it's not human that we're fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a spirit. Come on, here's about it's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spirit that's in the person that's on assignment to try to make you go off, to try to make you lose it, to try to make you, amen, go back into your old place of what God brought you out of. Hallelujah. It's a demonic attack, amen, sent by a demon and using an individual to try to make you get in the flesh. Come on here, somebody. Especially if the enemy knew that you was a fighter in the world. Come on here, somebody. If he knew you was a fighter in the world, he's going to send somebody. Yeah, I'm gonna make you untie them hands. I'm gonna make you lay hands. No, the only hands I'm going to lay is the kind that the Lord want me to lay. Now, if it left up to me, glory to God, I would like to lay hands. Right on side your head, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just for 5 seconds, Lord, that's all it takes. Lord, just let me loose for 5 seconds, and then you got a whole mess of trouble in 5 seconds. Come on here. Hallelujah. You done made the news in 5 seconds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But see, that's why the Lord says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to realize, amen, that even though the devil is fighting spiritual warfare, he's still trying to use natural means. Man, so we don't stay in prayer. So we don't stay in worship. So we don't stay in praise. See, that's where our power lies. Uh-huh. Our power lies in our tongue. Come on, hear somebody. Being able to speak life and death into a situation. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody give God a praise right there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. See, amen, the enemy wants us to focus on the person and not the spirit behind the person. No, devil, you're a liar today. I see you behind there pulling the string. Amen. You know how a puppet master, amen, trick of the puppet master is to get people locked into the puppet. Come on here, somebody. And not the one pulling the string behind the puppet. Come on here, somebody. Amen, amen. And the enemy trick is the same way. Amen. I want to try to get you into the person so you don't realize, amen, that I'm the one using them against you. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
But how many know that the Lord has given us power? Uh-huh. Over the enemy. Come on here, somebody. So once you understand that your enemy is not the person but the spirit, then you can begin to bind that spirit. You begin to take authority over that spirit that's trying to interrupt your day. It's trying to make you go somewhere where God is saying, no, you ain't got to go there no more. Amen. Why? Because I brought you out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so then he says, but against the rulers. Rulers represent those who are in authority. Those who are in the political realm, the rulers. Man, those who are calling shots in high places. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But how many know that the only real ruler is the Holy Ghost? Come on here, somebody. The only real ruler is the Lord. Come on here, somebody. I don't care what position you hold in office. You ain't higher than the God we serve. Come on here, somebody. And let me tell you the key to having victory in that area, child of God, is that to know we got the advantage through prayer. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Lord has put a mandate on us to pray. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible said man should always, always pray and not faint. Come on here, somebody. If I pray, I won't faint. Hallelujah. I won't fall out. And then the reason why a lot of people is faint is because they ain't praying. Come on here, somebody. Oh, it's tight this morning, but I want you to hear what the Lord is saying. If we pray, we can change things. Hallelujah. We can change things, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care what they're saying. Amen. When we pray, glory to God. Hey, God going to do something. When we pray, amen, God going to overturn some stuff. God is saying, that's why I got you in your prayer closet. Because the final word comes from who? Him. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm fighting against rulers. I'm fighting against the authorities. Hallelujah. How many know that the authorities that be, amen, they are being commanded by the devil? Come on here, somebody. Oh, yeah, I'm saying this morning. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The devil is alive. We're going to expose the truth this morning. Glory to God. The authorities that be are in, amen, they're being controlled by the devil himself. Come on here, somebody. They on our side.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's why we definitely got to be in prayer. Look at the police. Amen. Hallelujah. It seems like every time we turn around, amen, somebody getting killed. Amen. Innocent blood is being spilled. And nothing is being done about the matter. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because we got demons on assignment. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And the bad, give them the authority to do what they do. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that God has a judgment day, too? Come on here, somebody. And then nothing will be unaccounted for. Come on here, somebody. When Cain killed Abel, did he get away with it?
No, sir.
Amen. Why? Because it was somebody looking that saw what he did. Come on here, somebody. He would have got away with it had it not been for the blood. Come on, boom, 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 da da ba, speed, Holy Ghost. And the same blood that judged Cain is going to judge America. Come on here, somebody. Oh, yeah. Against the authority. That's why you got to pray, pray, pray. Loose your angels at all times. Hallelujah. Let me drop this in here while we're in the realm of the spirit right now and moving by the Holy Ghost. Have anybody ever given a thought to the last name Biden and how close it is to the word bind? Biden, bind. Bind, Biden. Anytime you hear the word bind, it means to tie up or to tie down. It means to put in bondage. It means that thing can no longer move if you bind it up. Come on here, somebody. And why are the two names so similar, Biden and bind? And notice, things are being bound. He's binding things up. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that in spite of God still got all power? Come on here, somebody. That's what I'm happy about, that God got all power.
Yes, he does.
And then he says, against the powers of the dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Come on here, somebody. Now, what that account for is warlocks and witches and soothsayers and pastors and prophets that's working by demonic activity. See, all of this is in the heavenly realm. So that's why we got to stay dressed. Come on here, somebody. To be able to stand against all this spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Look at this. Against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. I mean, there's a lot of satanic churches up right now, child of God. Hallelujah. Everybody not operating by the Spirit of God. Amen. But we can recognize the Spirit of God because we have the Holy Spirit in us, and it bear witness to what? The truth. Come on here, somebody. Let me say this while we in this realm. There's no way that you can know truth without the Holy Ghost. Because everybody hollering that they speaking truth, but you won't know the truth unless you got the real Holy Ghost to let you know. Now, that's the truth. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the job of him is to bear witness with the truth. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And a lot of us ain't rebuking stuff, but he telling us that is not the truth. And we're trying to go along with it, and God is saying, no, I want you to rebuke that because that's getting in people's ear. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahshua. So you got to make sure that you got the right word in your ear so that your faith, so that your confidence can be what? Increased. Somebody give God a praise right there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Are we still there, man of God?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then that's just to stand against the warfare. And it is therefore put on the full armor of God so that when the day comes, or so when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground. How many know that? That's the day we're in right now. That when the day of evil comes, that means in the day of tribulation. People don't even realize it, but we're at the beginning of tribulation. Come on here, somebody. You can't even walk in your car without somebody trying to rob you. We're in the day of tribulation.
Yes.
People ain't just coming out the closet. They're coming out the box. They're coming out of the... Everywhere, amen, with this homosexual spirit that's in the land and trying to turn everybody out. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We got to withstand. Amen. Men don't know if they a man no more. Women don't know if they women no more. Amen. They unsure about who they is. Come on here, somebody. This is the evil day. Come on here, somebody. That you may be able to stand your ground. Come on here, somebody. How many know that you got to stand for what's right now? Glory to God. Amen. People, you can't even be concerned about people. You got to stand for yourself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Amen. You got to know where you stand. Glory to God. Because people standing everywhere, and they ain't standing for nothing. Come on here, somebody. They just falling for everything. They just falling for the old okey-doke and everything, and amen. But when you stand for God, then the Lord says, I'll stand for you. Come on here, somebody. He said, but you got to be dressed. How many of you know you dressed this morning? If you dressed this morning, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen what the Lord just put in my spirit. He said, that was why I was able to get up, because I was fully dressed. Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all didn't catch what the Lord just said just now. He said, even though I was able to get up on the third day, because I was fully dressed. And then we talk about the resurrection, but we don't understand that the reason why he was able to stand up is because, amen, he was fully dressed. Come on here, somebody. Amen. His loins was girded about with the truth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He had on the breastplate of righteousness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. His feet were shod with the gospel of peace. Come on here, somebody. He had the sword of the Spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He had the shield of faith. Amen. So the enemy couldn't touch it.
Apostle,
can you hear me now? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
There you go. There you go.
Yes, Lord. The Lord is saying this morning, he said, I was dressed to get up. Come on, hear somebody. Amen. That's why I couldn't
yeah.
hold him down. Amen, because he was dressed. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, he had on everything he needed. He had on the belt of truth. Amen, buckled around his waist, because he was the truth, and he is the truth. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. He had on the breastplate of righteousness. Glory to God, hallelujah. He had on his feet with shod. Amen, with the gospel of peace. Come on here, somebody. And then he had on the shield of faith. Hallelujah, amen. To quench every fiery arrow of the evil one. And then he had on the helmet of salvation. Come on here, somebody. So the enemy couldn't mess with his mind. Come on here, somebody. And then he had the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. To cut the devil up. Come on here, somebody. He was dressed. Hallelujah. That's why he was able to get up on the third day. I wish somebody would give him a praise right now. I wish somebody would give him a shout. Hallelujah. He's talking about the resurrection, but we don't understand that he was dressed by Sunday. I tell somebody, I say, neighbor, are you dressed to stand in this hour? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can withstand it, neighbor. Hey, glory to God. All you got to do is just keep on your clothing. Don't take none of your clothing off. It'll keep your armor on. Glory to God. Why? Because your armor is your key to victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, I got victory because I'm dressed. Amen. For victory. Come on here, somebody. I'm dressed. Sunday. Hallelujah to God. I'm dressed to stand. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
I want to encourage somebody
Hallelujah.
This morning. Glory to God. Hey. Now notice, neighbor. Notice, child of God, that the armor don't say nothing about the back, do it. Uh-huh. No, it don't say nothing about the back. Read it. There ain't no armor for the back. Only for the front. Because God is fighting with us back to back. He's saying, amen, amen, if you put everything in the front, I got everything in the back. Come on here, somebody. Don't worry about that, glory. Hallelujah. I got your backside. Come on here, somebody. That's why you don't need no armor. You got me. Come on, somebody to praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell somebody, the neighbor,
God
got my back.
God got my back, neighbor.
Hey, Shababo Kutadabaha. He got my back. Glory to God. And how many know that you ain't going to lose no battles if God got your back? Come on here, somebody. How many know that are you going to win every battle, every victory, every war? You going to win that thing. Hallelujah. Why? Because God got your back. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he does.
He's talking about look over your shoulder. I ain't got to look over my shoulder. God got my back. Glory to God. If I got to look over my shoulder, that means that God ain't riding with me. Glory to God. Because he's not going to let nothing sneak up on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I feel that thing in the Holy Ghost this morning, y'all. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage
Hallelujah.
Somebody this morning. Stand. Withstand. And then stand because he's coming back. Come on here, somebody. That's the last thing we got to stand for. It's his coming. Come on here, somebody. We got to stand because the Lord is coming. And God is saying, don't relinquish your stand because I'm coming for you. I'm not going to leave you down here, glory to God, because you've been standing all this time waiting. What kind of God would he be, child of God? Let me drop this in your spirit, and then, amen, we're going to bless the Lord right here. What kind of God would he be, child of God, if we've been standing all this time and he not come? Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Come on,
I want you to catch this in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We've been standing, we're standing, and been standing all we can. So God is saying, I'm coming. I'm coming for you because I've been watching you stand for me. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
And how many know that when God comes and gives, we don't have to stand no more. We can rest in him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
I believe Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Come on here, somebody.
Like eagles, come on now.
Hey, Shabbat, da da bata. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I ain't standing for nothing. I'm standing because I know God promised me something. Glory to God. He promised. How many know that God don't break no promises? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God don't break no promises. I wish somebody would get happy right there. Don't keep all his promises. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So if he made you a promise.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to stand on that promise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that one of the names of God is called faithful? Ha, yah, ba, ba, santa. Don't y'all get me started here, morning.
Yes,
I feel my help, glory to God. Faithful. Ha, da, da, bo, santa. God is faithful.
Yes.
So if he's faithful, glory to God, he coming. Hey, shababa, da, da, bo, ko, da, da, ba, sa. Your victory.
Out of my
feet. Is in your stand.
Yes,
come
Lord.
On here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Glory to God. Oh, I feel that thing. Amen. God said, I'm looking to see who's standing for me in this hour. Because so many of those that said that they were standing with the Lord, they done fell by the wayside. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I guess the wait was too long. I guess they said, well, he didn't come when I wanted him to. So, amen, I can't do this. I'm going back. Amen. But what can you go back to when God has delivered you out of something? Come on here, somebody. That's like the dog going back to his vomit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to tell somebody this morning, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Da 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 da. Stand. What do you do, apostle, when you've done all you can do and can't do no more? Well, I'm here to come in agreement with you that you will stand. Stand. Stand if you got to stand with tears in your eyes. Stand if you got to stand there and everybody done walked away. Stand or the most under you while they cussing you out. Stand. While they saying that you done flipped out and lost your mind. Stand. And you can't see nobody but him. Sometimes you got to stand, amen, and it seems like ain't nobody standing but you. But God said, I never leave you, nor forsake you. I'm standing with you. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Hey, somebody, God is refreshing and renewing right now. You just need to hear a word of encouragement. I mean, you just need to hear the voice of your daddy. Come on here, somebody. To stand, oh, boku, yadabasa. Stand, stand, stand. And while you standing, glory to God, I'm going to be working things out for you, and you're going to see the victory. What did the Lord tell the children of Israel when they was at the Red Sea? Ooh, glory to God. This is a blessing right here. I'm gonna close it with this. What did he tell him? He told him, stand still. Uh-huh. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Ooh. He's judging that you see the day you won't see them no more, but you got to stand. Hey, Shababanda, I felt the Holy Ghost right there. You got to stand. And they was right in front of the Red Sea, y'all. And they had Pharaoh's army, amen, behind them because Pharaoh's army represented their past. I mean, it's funny how your past would try to come back, but God said, no, ain't nothing coming back. Hallelujah. Why? Because you standing. And God, what did God do? He parted the Red Sea for them. God get ready to part some things, glory to God, amen. It looked like a sea, But by the time you get there, and then God said, it's going to part, hallelujah, glory to God, like an afro, it's going to part, hallelujah, and you're going to walk on dry land. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God another shout of victory. Somebody give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hey, Shabbataka da 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 da. Yes, Lord. It's in the stand. And isn't it a blessing because God allowed us to see that the reason why he's able to get up because he was fully dressed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why he's telling us to dress.
Hallelujah.
He said, if you dress, you can do what I did. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You're going to get up just like I got up. All you got to do is dress and be fully dressed and fully clothed. Come on here, somebody. With that power from on high. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise this morning. We give you glory this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for encouraging us this morning to stand, Lord. We needed to hear from you, God. We needed to hear that word from you. We thank you. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. And we give you honor, oh God. Continue to help us to stand, God, against everything, God. Hallelujah. Help us to stand. Then help us to withstand. Then help us to stand, oh Bokuya, Dabasando, until you come. Amen. We bless your name this morning, oh God. And we give your name the praise and the glory. Amen. How many of you are in agreement with that? If you're in agreement with that, come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of my beloved brother. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of the
yes,
Lord,
Lord
on today. Hallelujah. I'm dressed. Hallelujah. The sun and glory to God on today.
Hey.
Hallelujah. I'm
yes,
dressed.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Hey. God.
All
God.
I want you to do is stand your ground. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's yours.
Hey, God.
Stand your ground. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey,
praise
God.
The Lord, as you were speaking, man of God, the Lord said something, and I had to figure out what he was saying. He was saying, he used something in the natural to describe what's going on in the spiritual. He said, we need to get us something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because remember, back in the day, people used to wear pajamas when they went to sleep, they were fully dressed. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
If something happened, they didn't have to get dressed. Oh, Lord. Praise God. Because they was already dressed. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Said,
hallelujah.
Know, we don't do that no more. Some of us sleep naked. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if somebody
yes,
breaks
Lord,
it, glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to search for something to put on. Hallelujah, amen, before we But he say if you stay dressed,
yes.
Hallelujah, in the spiritual, if you stay dressed, hallelujah, praise God, then stand your ground, glory to God, hallelujah, the enemy can't sneak up on you. Even when you sleep, when you wake up,
yes, Lord.
You're fully dressed. Hallelujah, even if he catch you napping, you're fully dressed. Glory to God, hallelujah. If he catch you in the midnight hour, you're fully dressed, glory to God. Hallelujah, praise God. We
yes,
thank God for that word today. Hallelujah, I am blessed. Hallelujah, amen. To stand. Praise God. Let's do this.
Wow.
We thank you. We thank you for the man of God on
yes.
today. We thank you for the word that you gave the man of God to deliver to your people today. Hallelujah. Amen. And Lord, help us.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God, amen. To do everything we can to stand. Hallelujah, to stay dressed at all times. Hallelujah, be ready at all times, Lord
yes,
of God. And we thank you on today. Replenish the man of God. The virtue is poured out onto your people. Hallelujah, Lord. And we lift him up to you on today, Lord. Hallelujah,
thank you.
Prosper him
thank
always.
You.
Hallelujah, and we thank
you. Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for that dynamic word on today. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
I'm dressed a fan. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank God for it on today. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
the man of God, amen, has brought forth a dynamic word. We thank God for it. Amen. Praise God. If anybody out there over the airways wants to plant a seed into the ministry, praise God. The information is on your screen if you want to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. How you can get in contact with the man of God. Amen. Praise God. All your information is out there on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. That listen to us on Blog Talk. Amen. Praise God. We truly hope the word of God has blessed you. Amen. On today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Do you have any testimonies, any prayer requests? Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God on today. Hallelujah. For everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in. Amen. We thank God for everybody that tuned in last week. Hallelujah, amen. They had the first broadcast, amen. We thank God for all of y'all on Blog Talk Radio, amen. Hallelujah,
yes.
Amen. And we hope you guys tune in this week also, and don't forget to tune in next week. Hallelujah, to hear another dynamic word. Hallelujah, out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody on today. Hallelujah. I'm gonna go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of my brother. Hallelujah, so he can give the benediction on today. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. We do praise God on today. Amen. We pray that you will bless through the word of the Lord today. Amen. Remember, amen, that as long as you stay dressed, you can stand against anything. Amen. That the enemy is trying to throw at you. Amen. That armor guarantees us victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Victory is mine.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So
Hallelujah.
We thank God on today. And we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. We give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. With no other further delays, amen. Also, amen, if God put it on your heart, amen, to be a blessing, amen, to the fellowship and to the ministry, amen, by all means, amen, obey God, amen, because that's how the blessings flow, amen. Blessings follow obedience, amen. Whenever you obey God, you can expect a blessing to come behind it, amen, because he is faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To his word. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise and glory this morning. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. You said you sent your word and you healed them. Thank you, Lord God, for Elder Andre, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to lift my brother up to you, Lord, and tell you thank you, God, for hooking us up. Amen. Him and his wife, Lord, continue to bless him. Continue, Lord, to let your anointing fall and flow on them, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord,
for what you were doing in this hour. Thank you that can't nobody stop it. Thank you that can't nobody block it. Thank you that can't nobody cop. Thank you, Lord, why? Because you make originals, God. All originals come from you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we have to wait to be made an original. Come on, we thank you, Lord, for making us an original and not a copy of nobody, God.
Come on now.
You said that if you be lifted up, hallelujah, that you would draw all men. Hallelujah. Thank you for your drawing, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. We give you praise. We give you glory. Lord, let every soul that heard the broadcast, Lord, hallelujah, be so encouraged, Lord, that no devil in hell will be able to stop them. We give you praise and honor. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory
amen.
To God. Yes, Lord. Somebody give God
hallelujah.
A praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of Elder. We are now dismissed. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we just want to remind everybody, don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. On behalf of the First Lady and myself and the Apostle, we love each and every one of y'all. Have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Until then, stay blessed and go with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, we gonna get the church crunk on this one. They gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah, yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Anointed truth. Let's go. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David by the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the floor up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent,
independent,
so we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance and healing. I got that word. I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking. I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan. He's the mastermind. He told me it's my time. And then he gave me mine. Man,
your spirit make you bob your head,
you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
you better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen. Your spirit make you bob your head,
you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet.
You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock,
I'm like David by the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay repping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.